Sometimes, you know, the most interesting ideas pop up almost by accident. Like today, we're diving into industrial cleaning, specifically dry ice blasting. And we're using a concept outline for another podcast series as our guide. Pretty meta.
Exactly. We're basically pulling apart the blueprint for a series called Beyond the Chill, Industrial Cleaning with Dry Ice. The goal is to really understand what makes this method, well, revolutionary.
Right. And the tagline they had was something like, revealing how businesses in the UAE stay spotless, safe, and sustainable. It's all about understanding that revolution part.
Yeah, and focusing on who this actually helps. We're talking factory managers, people running commercial kitchens, maintenance teams, cleaning contractors, even sustainability officers.
So quite a broad range then.
Definitely. Anyone who manages large spaces where, you know, cleanliness and just keeping things running smoothly is crucial.
Okay, let's get right into it then. Why dry ice? What's the core idea here? What makes it stand out from, say, pressure washing or using solvents?
Well, the process itself is pretty fascinating. It uses tiny pellets of solid carbon dioxide dry ice and blasts them at a surface. But here's the key part. They don't melt. They sublimate.
Sublimate?
Meaning they turn straight from a solid into a gas on impact. This creates like tiny little explosions that lift off dirt, grime, whatever the contaminant is.
Yeah.
But crucially, there's no water, no chemicals left behind.
So no secondary cleanup.
Exactly. No residue. That's a massive difference compared to traditional methods where you're dealing with runoff or leftover solvents.
That makes a lot of sense. The outline mentions some really surprising uses, though. Like my first thought was cleaning electrical gear with ice. How on earth is that safe?
Yeah, that's a really common question and a good one. The magic is that dry ice is non-conductive, and it's not abrasive either.
Non-conductive, okay.
So you can clean electrical panels, motors, even sensitive things like turbines, often without shutting them down. Think about that zero downtime for critical equipment.
Wow, okay. That alone is a huge deal for industry.
It really is. Huge efficiency gains right there.
And what about the green angle? Sustainability is everywhere now. How does dry ice fit in?
That's another big plus. The Kuiro used isn't like newly created for cleaning. It's usually reclaimed carbon dioxide from other industrial processes.
Oh, so it's recycled CO2.
Essentially, yes. It prevents that Kuiro from just being released. Plus, you're cutting out harsh solvents and you're not using tons of water. So for companies going for things like LED certification or ISO standards, it ticks a lot of boxes.
Makes sense. The outline also touched on hygiene, especially in places like hospitals or labs. How does it work there?
Right. Bacteria be gone, I think was the concept title. In healthcare settings, sterility is everything. Dry ice blasting cleans thoroughly and helps meet those really strict safety and regulatory standards. No moisture means less chance for bacteria or mold growth afterwards.
Okay, so it's safe for sensitive equipment, good for the environment, great for hygiene.
Yeah.
What about really tough, grimy jobs like automotive parts or heavy machinery with oil and rust? Does blasting damage the surface?
Good point. You hear blasting and think abrasion, right? But because the pellets sublimate on impact, it's actually non-abrasive.
Really? Even on heavy buildup?
Yep. It's surprisingly effective at removing things like oil, grease, even rust and paint from molds, car parts, machinery, without damaging the underlying material. That means faster cleaning, less manual labor, and the equipment itself can last longer.
It sounds almost too good to be true in some ways. The outline mentioned building trust, even talking about limitations. How does that work?
Yeah, that's important. You know, to get businesses comfortable, you need to be upfront. The conceptual series planned to interview actual cleaning pros using it day to day.
Real world experience.
Exactly. And also, crucially, talking about when dry ice isn't the best solution, there are times when other methods might be better. Being honest about that builds way more credibility than just hyping the benefits. It shows you understand the tool properly.
So wrapping this up then, this quick dive, using that series outline, really gave us a solid look at dry ice, blasting the mechanics, the wide range of uses, and why it's seen as such a step forward.
Absolutely. And what I find really interesting is how looking at the structure of how information is presented, like this podcast concept, can itself be a shortcut for you, the listener, to understand these complex industrial innovations and why they matter.
It's a method within a method. So a final thought for you to ponder.
Yeah.
Dry ice is just frozen CRO, something pretty common. What other everyday substances might be out there just waiting for the right technology to unlock their potential for specialized industrial uses we haven't even thought of yet?